Amen. We're going to have a scripture reading today, which is from John. I'm going through the Gospel of John, and we're up to John 3:16.
How about that?
How about that? It's on page 94 in the back of your Bible, Pew Bible. Ordinarily, Pastor Aaron would be reading this, but I want you to know that she's getting stronger and stronger all the time after her surgery. And who knows, maybe before long she'll be here. Okay, praise the Lord. All right, John 3:16-21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that the reflection that I offer today would be blessed by you with your Holy Spirit, so that the words will bring us to a place of faith. Faith in you. And Lord, we just celebrate and are grateful that God so loved the world that he gave a Son, Jesus, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. Wow. Amen. Those words sound different to different people because we live in a secular age. We live in an age of science, of business, of economics, of facts and figures, and less a world of faith, a time of faith. We are, sociologists and theologians say, in an era of being post-Christian, post-Christian in Europe and in North America. President Obama said, we no longer live in a Christian country only, but a country that is also Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, and Buddhist. Demographers tell us the centers for Christian population have moved from north of the equator down to south of the equator. Where the Christianity is really growing and flourishing is south of the equator, not in Europe, not in North America, but in South America and in Africa. That's there that Christianity is truly growing. A friend of mine gave me a book by Stephen Greenblatt entitled Swerve. A very dear friend, my wife. I don't think she read it before she gave it to me. You didn't read it, but it looked good. He won the Pulitzer Prize, and he explains how the world became modern. And this is what he writes about our universe. He writes, there is no master plan, no divine architect, no intelligent design, nothing. From our own species to the planet on which we live, to the sun that lights our days, lasts forever. Only atoms are immortal. In his worldview, in the modern worldview that he describes, there is no room for God. there is only room for atoms. Sounds kind of bleak to me. But that's the way it is. Another friend, Sandra, I think it was Sandra, gave me an article from the newspaper from USA Today. Somebody did. But it's by Kathy Grossman, and she writes about the nuns, not the nuns, but the N-O-N-E-S, the people who, when they get the card which says, which religion are you, or they check off, none. All right? The nuns. She writes that the atheists, the agnostics, and the people who believe in nothing in particular are the nuns. They are now 19.6% of the U.S. population and steadily climbing. 15% of nuns are in my generation, the baby boomers. And 32% of the nuns are millennials. 32% of millennials of that next generation coming up. Check off none. They believe in nothing in particular.